USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking the impending execution of Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop. Attorneys for Glossop had petitioned the court to stop the May 18th lethal injection. Glossop was convicted of masterminding a murder-for-hire plot to kill his former boss. But the man whose testimony condemned Glossop to prison now wants to recant, and there are calls for a new trial. An independent review reportedly found significant errors on the part of the state in the case, including withholding and destroying evidence. Demonstrators are demanding the Manhattan District Attorney press charges against the man accused of using a deadly chokehold on a mentally disturbed man on a New York City subway this week. MTA CEO Jana Lieber spoke about the incident for the first time.
The video is really troubling and upsetting.
ABC News says a grand jury could get the case next week. A former Marine who put Jordan Neely in a chokehold reportedly told detectives he was not trying to kill Neely, but only trying to hold him for officers. President Biden is praising the latest jobs report. The economy added 253,000 jobs last month, beating estimates by more than 60,000. The head of Homeland Security is on the southern border, meeting with Customs and Border Patrol agents in Texas ahead of next week's end of Title 42.
The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said there is an agreement to surge resources to several Central American nations, too, as a way to prevent people from making the journey north. He says Mexico is also agreeing to put troops on their southern border. King Charles' coronation is fast approaching. The two-hour event happening Saturday at Westminster Abbey, 6 a.m. Eastern Time in the United States. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
New documents, including deposition video, are being released in former President Trump's civil case. During the deposition, former President Trump is corrected after mistakenly identifying a photo of a woman as his ex-wife, Marla Maples.
What's that?
The person you just pointed to is Christine Carroll.
Who is that? Who is this?
Point. And the person, the woman on the right, is your then-wife,
I don't know. This was the picture. I assume that's John Johnson. Is that
Carroll?
Because it's very blurry.
Trump's being sued by E. Jean Carroll for sexual battery and defamation over an alleged sexual assault in the 1990s. The documents were released after media organizations filed a records request. Court documents show items recovered by police from a storage unit in the University of Idaho student murder case. The unit in Pullman, Washington, belonged to murder suspect Brian Koberger. Police report they found several items, including a black rubber glove, receipts, hair strands, and a computer tower. Blood was found on his mattress cover and pillow. Koberger is accused of killing four University of Idaho students and is currently sitting behind bars. If you missed it, President Biden declared May 5th National Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. The FBI issued a statement not only honoring the lives lost, but also pledging to uphold their commitment to supporting tribal and law enforcement partners to find justice and healing. A study done by the National Institute of Justice found that more than 80% of Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.